Right now, students in Seattle only need 3 years of English to graduate. Puyallup students are done with social studies after 2.5 years. The State Board of Education decided kids need to take more classes in those subjects, plus a course in civics. As he barreled home after a 2-day meeting with hours of public testimony and discussion, Board Chairman Jeff Vincent says it's the right decision given today's global economy.
Our kids are competing for jobs, not just with a kid down the street, but a kid in Texas. They're competing with kids around the world. You got to make sure our kids have the skills that are required to get a living wage job.
He says the changes are especially crucial because they catch Washington up with the majority of other states. A lot of school districts here have already increased the credits on their own. The money to pay for more classes has to come from somewhere, and right now it's not going to be the state. So the board slashed electives. That doesn't sit well with some educators.
I wouldn't want to say for a minute that an additional English class was less or more important than, say, a band or an orchestra course.
Larry Francois is superintendent of the North Shore School District.
That band or orchestra course may be absolutely crucial for that student in what interests them and draws them to school. And I think until we can offer them the opportunity to do both of those, we need to think very carefully about restricting what opportunities we're able to make available to students.
He says the new requirements were a big enough concern to send someone on the 3-hour drive from Bothell to Vancouver to testify at the Board of Education's meeting. If the legislature decides not to overturn the changes, they'll be required for the class of 2016. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.